Ligen Schreiner auf Yehuda. Weihaim Arbi Adoin. Minigas in Shmonesra, we do three steps towards the Shechinah, and then we start the Daven Shmonesra. The Rekeach says that these three steps that we do are connected three times that it says in the Torah of Vayigash. Vayigash Eil of Yehuda, Vayigash Avram, Vayigash Eliyahu. So Shishiva Rav Shteyman explain once Pshat. What is Vayigash Eil of Yehuda? Yehuda was there in the room the whole time. No, it's a kind of covered malchus, the standing, and he takes a step front towards the king. So from these three, the same thing Avram and the same thing Eliyahu. So to make it these three Vayigash, we do every time three steps before we start the Daven. Vayomer bi Adoni yedabon o'avdecho dovo be'oizne Adoni v'alicha rabcho be'apecho kichomoicho kefaro. What is Yedabon no Ardechol Dovor Be'oizne Adoimu? Ve'alicha Rapecho Be'avdecho Kichomricho Kepar. So what is the Pshat? Yedabon no Ardechol Dovor Be'oizne Adoimu Ve'alicha Rapcho Be'avdecho Kichomricho Kepar. So the Miskerov said, Me'etzem, he was asking Paroi, Yosef, you're right that Binyamin stole the Becher, but let us to go. Our father needs him, let us to go free. Hop Rachmanes. Even that he was caught, the evidence of Ayim. So he asked for Chanino. How do you say Chanino in English? What? You know what Trump did yesterday. I don't know exactly how you call it, yeah? But who could do it? A kid, a president. So, as I said to Biskarov, so he told him, Kichomoicho Keparoi, Paroi said that you're like him, so you could do it. Don't answer me. I'm not coming now. When we came back, he said, please, you know, you are good, he's a guy. Okay, so, yes, Yehuda, I'm coming now, I'm asking Rachmanis. He has a family, he has kids, he has Mishpoche, you know, he had 10 kids. Chupim, whoopim, yeah? It's a big family. Same story, yeah? As I don't know, people think, Adushbohu was mechavan, I think, to this week. But we call him a coin. So he told us, I said, I'm scared. Ki chomoicho kefaroi, you have the right to give chanina. And the whole psukim is, he's not even saying once Binyamin didn't take the Becher. You realize, Parshas Mikitz was Botso Avoyna Vodecho. Parshas Vayigash is Rachmanis. Rachmanis. That we asked by the king and the president. He's the one that could give it. That is the law. And some say to add that this is the Riker, that the three steps that we use, the Vayigash, Kenegan Yehudah, the other two, is the same idea. We're coming now with Bakoshas Chemla. We're not coming to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the Din. As in Rachmanis, give us the eat, give us the poor shleima. The deen, it's Vayigash. We want to remind that as a musik, when you go to the king, you don't come to the king, legally give me. You say, Rachmanis, give me. So these are the three steps connected, the three times that we have Vayigash. And one of the Zmiram is Nochazah. But that is the Vayigash, Be'etz, Mazay, Zog, the Biskero. Rashi says something else. Mikan atolomet shediber all of koshas. So Be'etzem Rashi is against us. I mean against the Biskarov, not against. But I'm explaining, the Biskarov's Me'alach is, but Be'etzem, Parshas Vayigash is Tachnun. Rashi is learning Pshat, Mikan Ataloma Medrash, Mikan Ataloma Shadibo Olav Koshes. He was screaming at him, he was yelling at him. It's Ma'amash the opposite. Now, so the Mefoshim explained, Lefi Rashi, it looks like that chutz from the words that we have in the Torah, is the underlying conversation. We spoke about a lot of times, if the words of the Torah is the only when Avraham speaks to Yitzchak, in any B'ni, it's the only 8 words that Avraham never spoke to Yitzchak in his life. I mean, these are the conversations and nothing else. When he sat there in the meal with Yosef, it was 5 words, the rest is spoken learning. So it was a conversation. So Rashi says, Mikan Shadibir Olof Koshes, not Mashma. What was the screaming? So the Foshim explained, what happened was, last Parsha Be'etzem, Yehuda says, all of us are staying slaves. Yosef says, Chalila V'chas, you go, let him to stay. Yehuda comes on. So Philip is gone, Yehuda comes on, okay, I lost, what I said before, I'm asking now favors. Rashi and Yehuda started to scream. Why he started to scream? Zogdum Foshim, the Achim HaKadoshim knew that they did not have Avelis. Only Mechiras Yosef. Yishchanan Eoleinu Velo Yishamanu, they made Cheshvan HaNefesh, you have to understand, this was already over 22 years ago. 22 years ago. All these years, Yosef is not around. 22 years, Chazal said. But they were clean. So before that, all of the brothers had to stay. They were mekabel din shamayim. You don't fight, Hashem punish you, do tshuva. When they realized that they are free and Binyamin stay, they realized, I'll tell you something very deep. They realized that it's the opposite. It's not a punishment, it's a test. If they will leave their brother, Hashem is retesting them in Mesilus Nefesh for a brother, again, that slash could cause them problems because he's the son of Rachel and could be again, his father will over give it again to him. So Hashem is testing them if they will give themselves over to save their brother. So when they realize that it's not a punishment, it's a test, Yehuda said, we have to fight till the end now. Before they said, we will stay. But the Baptist Develt says a different answer. But the Baptist Develt says, if everyone stays, they realize one day they will manage to stick out together. If the young stays himself, from that they were nervous. Could be another Mahalach. But this is the two Mahalachim in Seder Advot. It's brought down in the Medrash, and Yehuda told him, if a person doesn't have, he becomes an Eved. But if he has, you pay. You don't become an Eved. So why Binyamin has to stay? Let him to pay. They stay the Medrash. It's Medrash Bleh. Yes, they stay the Mishpatim. What do you want? So the Mefoshim explained, Yehuda told him, why is the Halacha ve'enloi ve'nimka be'gnevos? Why not v'yesho? Okay, he deserves a punishment. The answer is, a guy that has money and steals, don't take him to be a slave. He has an illness, he steals. The worst thing that he'll work for. A guy that doesn't have money and steals, not a bad guy, he just doesn't have. But if you would treat him nicely, your father's his family, he could be a very good worker. Hashem will never tell you, take an Eved, the guy that has stealing problems. It's the worst thing to take to the house. So Mele, this is what Yehuda told you. You know Binyamin doesn't eat. So Binyamin steals the Shitoscho, it means that he has a stealing problem. So why you want him for a slave? The answer is, you know he never stole, you put it in the bathroom. But Mele, he wanted to work for you. Please give Binyamin back. This is only a function. He told him, why you want Binyamin? I'm a better worker and I'm not a Ganif. You want the Ganif to be the worker? If you would tell us you'll be a worker, no, but how you need Eved? I want him to work for me. You need Binyamin to work for me. It's a Ganif. The talent says, the vase says, Nishkin Ganif. So you want Binyamin? The Mele, Yehuda was there to fight. This is a Dini Shalas, Savoda, Vayeshla, Chema, Vanimu. ואני אומר לדני ליוחל הנעל עזי וסובי ותנו על עבדך ואוי קרולינו לעבדך כי עבדך אורה וסנר, ואתו ישר מעבדך אותך הסנר, אבן לאדוני והנר ירקך, אלה אל עובי, והנר איננו איתי, פן ערב ברוע אשר ימצא אסוף. וליוכל יסם להיספק וכל הניצוב עם עולם, ואיקו הציעו כל איש מעולהם, ולאומן איש איתי בישפת היוסף עדך. אז בוא דאו, that if Yosef would manage to hold himself a little bit more, we would never have the story of Mechias Yosef. If Asor Ahugi Malchus, the Chet of Miskaper and Gans. Vayiten Yiskoy Lebivchi, Vayomer Yosef Elecho, Vani Yosef, Ha'oid Amicha. Vayochlu Echo, Lahan Yosef Yosef, Kiniv Anu Mikha. So Yosef says, Ani Yosef, Ha'oid Amicha. So the Medrash means down, Oy lanu miyom adin, oy lanu miyom atichecha. Ki yoyuchlu echo vlan reis oysoy ki niva lo mipol. The famous Besalevi. Salevi says, Gival di kevo. Besalevi says, what is oy lanu miyom adin? Yosef told the brothers, that's in Shtinz, what we said before, you're telling me now, Binyamin is a Rosh, he's a Ganet, aber Ech Ele, Ol Ovi, Ve'anar, Enenu Imi. Before Shem explained, he told him that a king, I want to explain Stam Pshat. What is the Pshat that a president could let someone to free? What was that? You know, you saw Chas Nishamayim, here, Miami, the Kashas, what is the Pshat? Why a president? Why a president? Because it's not Stam that, you know, the world decided, we need one guy that could every time is law, and then is a bigger picture. The president, when I'm always considered the king takes everything in cheshbon, and the king says, you're right, legally that is the rules, but I take everything in cheshbon, different politically reasons, rachmonis reasons, medical reasons, that is the way of the system in the mishpat. He told Yosef, as Mishpat, Yaakov doesn't deserve to die. Yaakov is a choshev person. So the kid comes back, v'nafshei k'shura v'nafshei. As the melech takes everything in cheshbon. As they state in the Goyim, that a person, you know, if he does tzorchei rabim, so he may be yizoich el Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, because Hashem can't do it to him, because the rabim tzrichim loim. That is Mishpat Hashem. Hashem is allable like that. But Hashem punishes Hashem every time. Vayar ki ein ish. So Moshe Rabbeinu looks that no one will come out of him. Again, Beis Din kill. So it's Michal Shabbos. They don't think about the kids. But Hashem, this is the Yisoid of Melech. So this is what they were telling him. Vos mi de tate. You're right. But vos mi de tate. Yosef told him, Zog de Misalevi, you thought that I'm a Roide. But vos mi de tate. How are you going to kill me? Where is the cheshbon? Vos mi de tate? The teretz is, when you had megiyas, I was against you, you were blind. Now that you don't have megiyas, you're really thinking logically, vos mi de tate? So ladies, as a person will come to the shamayim, say, why you didn't wake up? So I was tired, I couldn't wake up. But when you had a trip, you woke up in that day. So it's not hard for you to wake up. I heard two stories yesterday. I said in Shiva, both of the same. First year, I heard it was a bachur in Yeshiva. Was misbehaving very badly. 6-7 weeks, bad. Because the Mashiach decided you have to throw him out of Yeshiva. Okay, throw him out of Yeshiva. Yeshiva said he has to go to Rav Shemen, to Rav Shemen, Rav Shemen, to ask the permission before he throws him out. So Mashiach and Rav Shemen come to Rav Shemen. Rav Shemen asks, what is the name of the Bacher? Here's all the stories. They say Friedman. Yeshiva said, no, the first name. I thought maybe some connection. He said, Avram. No, last name. He said Friedman. No, I mean Avram Ben. I know the mother's name. How I know the mother's name? So Hashem said, you said 6-7 weeks he's not behaving and you don't know the mother's name? And you want to troll him? Maybe if the troll is the machine. He didn't doubt it. 6 weeks he's not behaving and he didn't doubt it. And you come to me to try to throw him up. And yes, and in the garden of the Oshemel, someone came to ask Oshemel when you can throw out the Bokhi of Yeshiva. He said, Bokhi is mazik. He said, if it would be your son, you would throw him out of your Yeshiva, you could throw the Bokhi out. It's my son. Mazik the Yeshiva. You would throw him out? That is the question. You know, I saw in the streets, they have, as I know, they don't want people to make car accidents. So it's like every time they make all different peaceful and share different ideas that the people will not. So the new campaign that they're going on in Israel is, think it's your son crossing the street. It's your son. If your son is crossing, now what do you want to do? The other way. Just think it's your son crossing the street in front of you. When you see someone crossing, think it's your son. This is Be'etzim as they say to the Bisalei. So when Yosef told them one line, Ani Yosef, Ha'oid Avichai? Like, what is the kasha? Why Chazal say it? Because Be'etzim is a kasha, that Yehuda is fighting, my father will die. Yosef says, I'm Yosef, the father is alive. I'm explaining what is the kasha of the Medrash. So again, Balabatish is, Yosef thought maybe they're just faking the whole story for the father. Okay, I heard the story. I used to tell me the truth. He said, is a father, the whole story exists or doesn't exist? Kenzai. The Medrash doesn't want that this will be the pshat in the pasuk. So the Medrash says he gave them Musa. You told me, father, Ani Yosef, Ha'oin Avichai. Is that the Medrash learns pshat? V'lo yochlo echov lanois ki niva lo mipot. ויאמר יוסף אל אחיו, קשו נא אלי, ויגושו ויאמר אל יוסף אחיכם אשר מכרתם משים מצרימו, ועתו אל תעוצו ואל יכר בעיניכם, כי במיכיה שלחני אלוהים לפניכם. מהרו, ויעשו כבני ישראל, ויתן להם יוסף הגולוס על פי פרווה, ויתן להם צידו לדרך. לכולם נוסן לאיש חליפו ישמולוס, ובניומי נוסן שלוש מויס כסף, וחמישס חליפו ישמולוס. So the Gemara asks the question, Megillah. דבר שנכשל בו יוסף צדיק, יקושל בו Yosef gives everyone a suit and 500 kesef, and the Binyamin he gives 5. And the whole kina started. Vayaslo Yoviv Ksein is passing. Frank the Gemara said, Yosef, because the Ksein is passing, his brothers hated, and the whole story with Yosef happened. So Dovo Shaosa Yosef Tzadik. Ikosher Bezaori. Yosef, the father, this was the reason that the brothers is now going to give Binyamin more suits. 5 suits that every one of you may come. Second, the Gemara answers, Romazloi, she'osid lotzes mimenu Mordechai, she'yeitze milifnei ha-melech b'chamisha levushim shenema, Mordechai yotzom milifnei ha-melech b'levush malchus, tcheles v'chur, v'agom t'lashomi, she'esh v'yush v'shan tz'ahola v'somich. Frank the Goyen, what is the answer? But the brothers will be mekane. So, but the Baddish, yeah, but if it's a reason, they're not mekane. If the father gives the clothes because he loves them, so the brothers are jealous. It's not because I love you. Inyanim, but not because I love. The brothers were not so jealous from actually that they had extra suits. That Yosef had an extra suit, Xenus Pasa. They were jealous, but it symbolized. So then here's not symbolized. That could be the Pshat Balabatish, but the Goyen doesn't like it. Second, the Ore, Frank the Goyen, where was Merames Loy, Sheyetzim and Mordechai, Sheyvash Chamisha Malbushi? Everyone got a suit, and Yomi got extra 4 suits. So the Remez is only on 4. One suit, anyway, everyone gets. So the Goyen says pshat that the suits of the brothers were expensive suits. Binyamin got 5 cheap suits. Cheaper. He's meduik in the pasuk. Lekulam nasan leish chalifois vodavav male. Ulebinyamin nasan shleishmo iskezev vechamisho chalifois chasa. Yosef gave the brothers expensive suits. So maybe the fact that he divided it to 5 suits showed taket that einachanami is not, so first there's no one to be jealous of him because the price is worth the same. So there's nothing more really to be jealous. And also it's merames al chamisha. It's merames al chamisha. Because the fact that he divided it to 5 shows, the Welt says another answer. Where was the remez of the chamisha? Why do you think he gave the brothers suits? Stop. The hell, because they are max expensive in Egypt and everywhere. His brothers need suits. So I heard once a pshat that Kilo was the big de malchus. It was like the family of the king, they had special levushim. But the answer is they didn't have what to wear. You know why they didn't have what to wear? They tore the clothes. In the end of Pasas Miketz, everyone tore the clothes. They didn't have clothes. Everyone made kriya. When they found the Gavia Ben Tochas Bin Yamin, everyone made kriya. So the Oilam needs suits, push to go back home. Shoot. They don't have suits to go back home. Now Yosef has to pay the suits because he caused them, but his whole shtickle, he caused them to tear the suits. So he's a masik, a grommet. The only one that did not have to tear the suit was Binyamin. The other 9 brothers, all the other brothers tore the suits because they thought Binyamin, Chazal said he started to hit Binyamin, he made a shavua that he never did it. They thought that Binyamin did something. So they tore the suits. Binyamin that knew that he didn't take it did not have to tear the suit. Mistami he tore with all of them together. But to him, Yosef did not owe a suit. So the Melech considered he gave him 5 suits, not 4 extra suits. All the brothers deserved the suit. Now the Mefoshim have another, why Chadigmo doesn't answer, what was the Shloshim or his kesef? He gave Yosef Binyamin cash. The brothers did not get cash. So could be that was not bothering the Gemara. The Iker Kasha was Dogosh Nichshal by Yosef Tzadik, that he was Nirdaf because the Ksenes Pasim, why he would repeat again to do a Ksenes Pasim. But to have extra money, that Chazal never was not bothered, that was not Chazal's Kasha. That could be one way. It could be another Hezbollah. Brought down that when someone sells someone to an Eved, you know, if you steal an Eved and you sell it, the price is Shloshim Shel Eved. Eved is worth Shloshim. Nimka Le'akum is 10 times, is 300. So every one of the brothers owed Yosef for selling him 300 zuz. So Yosef was Moichel, then it's considered he gave them 300. And Yomi never sold. So Fakel. Not to give them more from what was given Binyamin, he gave Binyamin 300. Everyone owes him 300, he was Moichel. Binyamin, he didn't owe. Vayishlach es echo vayilchu vayimer lem al tirgezu baderech. Chazal say, al tisasku badobor aloche shoy tirgez anach badobor dobor acher psir. And if you pshutoy, shoy nichlom mi misa, don't start to argue who caused the mechir. But the first pshat that Rashi brings down al tirgezu baderech, don't speak in learning. Maybe you will fall b'achas apchosin, the Gemara says. It's a mot nezach. If Yosef is telling the brothers, listen, you know, you found me, what happened, happened, please, no one to fight who sold me, it's done, go back home. Now Yosef is telling, you know, don't speak in learning, by the way, you could fall. They're already walking, already walk back and forth from Yitzhayim, already, it's the fourth time, right? In, out, in, and now out. Yaakov never told him not to speak in learning in the way, right? So why now Pitom Yosef tells him, and by the way, when you walk, you know, the way is dangerous, you can forget where you're holding, you can fall in the boat. What happened to him now? Why Pitom now Yosef has to tell him about Turgis of Adol? Manavshach, it was a svara about Turgis of Adol. The svara is there the whole time. If the svara is not there, the svara is not there. So everyone's a gewaldike vol, Yaakov told him to go to Mitzrayim. They never spoke in learning of the way. Kibudav. They rush. Kibudav, the way back, they rush. When Yosef told him, Ani Yosef, the Achim right away figured out all the Chazalim. It comes out that Yosef was missing from his father 22 years. And he's punished for 22 years for Kibudav. As they stayed in the Medrash, I'm sure the Achim HaKadoshim every Medrash popped up miyad in their head. The Maizi Yosef was missing another 14 years. He missed 36. Chazal say for the 14 years that he learned with Bei Shem Ve'Eiver, he's not punished. He's only punished for the 22 years that he didn't do Kibbutz Aveid. But for the 14 years. Ah, so when you learn, it's not a chisson as Kibbutz Av. So even though they're going to bring back the food to the father, they can speak in learning in a way, that doesn't count in Kibbutz Av. So Yosef, you're right that you can speak in learning, but it's dangerous. I'll tell you about that. But in the way there, before they knew this chidush, that Kibbutz Av doesn't count, Talmud Torah doesn't cancel out of Kibbutz Av, the Mele, they didn't have a chashash. The Bel says, the Kasha Taka, so Yosef was managed 22 years for Kibbutz Av. So this is the Yevam's Dike Ha'ore. Mechura, he was Mekayim Kibbutz Av. His father told him to go to Chol to get married. Then it says this is only tzivui, but anos aguf the parents did not have. And Val Iker Kibud is anos aguf, when he was not there, he never gave them anos aguf. So the tviya and kibudav is the anos aguf, the hashbo, the rikvot, the yishonim. You're right that he was mekayim what he told him to do. But when mitzias kibudav, if we'll say to listen as a regular kibudav, so the whole 22 years he was mekayim. So because we're asking you. Chazal say Yosef was not mekayim kibudav, he was nesh 22. Why he was not mekayim? He was mekayim. They told him to go, he was mekayim kibudav. But then it says, listening is not called kiyum kibudav. It's not enough for kiyum kibudav. V'yalu mimitzrayim v'yavoyu v'arz k'nan v'yakim v'aviyem v'yayimu lo ilayim v'yayim oid Yosef chai v'uchol moishe v'chol eretz mitzrayim v'yofeg liboy ki lo yehem. וידברו לו וסקולדים לו יוסף, וירס אגולו יוסף, אשר יוסף לא צוצר יסוי, ותחי רוח יעקב אבי. אמר ישראל רב, אוי יוסף בני חי, הלכנו והרדנו בטרם אמוס. רב, אוי יוסף בני חי, הלכו והרדנו בטרם אמוס. אז חזר סי, וירס אגולו יוסף, what is the אגולו יוסף? He was מרמסטר, דבי אויסק, in פרשס, Eglo Arufa, before you send me. The Foshim explained, what does Vayofeg Libay Kiloyeh mean? Chazal tell us that Boitzeya Birech Nietz Hashem. If someone says thank you for Yehuda for saving Yosef, Nietz Hashem is a menayet. Why? Yehuda was very bad when he said, don't kill him, send him to Mitzrayim. Because Be'etzim, it's better that he'll be dead from sent to Mitzrayim. Why? Mitzrayim was a bad country. Eretz Zima. Sakonef u'deruch niyesir Yosef. If he dies, he goes to the Shomayim, he's mes zakai. If he goes to Mitzrayim, there's no chance. So weit that Chazal say, Boitzei Abirech. Ayim ba Yehuda, Mabetza, Kinaro, Yisachinu, Vechisenu, Ezdimoy. Boitzei Abirech. If someone is Mevorech, the Boitzei Abirech. Niyetz Hashem. This is what I heard from my Shver, that was the Adam Godel in Europe. That he had two kids that wanted to go to America. That in those days, America was Mamash Mokim Shmat, was no Yiddishkeit. And he didn't want them to go, but he wanted to go. But he was scared that they were fashmad. So what he did is, he walked into the deck, and after they left, he died that the boat will drown. Hashem is mekabel his tefillah. Why? It's more dangerous to be memokim sakana from dying. But a person himself is not allowed to do such things. But you could dive into Hashem. Vayofeg liboy kiloyem min zonim chazal. Yosef chai, Yosef is tzaddik, that can be. And not only that, he's in Mitzrayim, he's a king. He's mamish in the duch and duch. Vayedavro ilor is kol divrei Yosef. Vayares ha'agoles. He showed him the egla arufa. Not stam. Zot Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. Skeinim say, Yodeinu lo yishofchu es adom hazeh. It's not the Gemara. V'chita le'adaitcho sheskeinim arugu. Elo shelo yishalachnu b'lo yilevayu. We didn't walk him. Because if you walk someone, he has the koyach. Yosef said, what gave me the koyach in Mitzrayim? Was what you walked me, and I was holding on to the Torah, that kept me, and I'm holding in the same place. And this is what he told him, Vayishlach lo Esa Agolas. When he saw that Yosef is holding in the same place, that Chi Ruach Yaakov Aviyah. Then Yaakov could make Abba. But at the beginning, I said, oh, Alamo de Maise. I was learning in Ponovich, I had a friend, Mechavusa, for years. He was killed, he was 18 years old in 18 days, his name is Eliezer Schlesinger. He was killed, the Arab girl shoot him in a gun soccer. It was 5 o'clock in the morning when we were waking up in Popovich. He was killed, it was two Bochum, she was chasing them, the first Bochum bent, she shoot. The first Bochum bent down his head, the bullet hit the second boy, and he died. His father's daughter, Shashiva, Yeshiva Skoltera, and Mishiyuda Schlesinger. I remember Menachem Posh then came over to tell father that the son is dead. He said, son died. Arab girl killed my son. He said, both died in Arabis. Where? He said, in Gan Saka. Father fainted. The Maizah was nothing, but they learned then by Shmuel, it was Mamish nearby, and the Bochum was speaking and learning. Well, the first thing, the father said, I lost my son by an Arab girl in the middle of the night, 5 o'clock in Gan Saka. He could survive to lose a son, but he can't survive to lose a son in Gan Saka. Bochum, middle of the night, such a place. He could lose a son, he could survive it, but not that a boy is hanging around in town. That you could not. That you can't survive. Vayofeg libo ikiloyemin. Yosef chai, king of Mitzrayim. Yosef is dead. He's the king of Mitzrayim. Everyone knew what was Mitzrayim. Man, it was a mess. The power decided to take him. You can't come number one if you don't do all the tumas and gilulim and shkofir and kishuf and everything in Mitzrayim. And then Yaakov says, "Vayomer Yisrael Rav Ol Yosef Micha Yochev Erenu Beter Amon." Remember, when I came to the mirror, I had a chavrusa, she was brachta, and his father. His grandfather was very sick, and his father was claiming to go to America to see him. They didn't have money. It was a shot if it's worth it to go to see him before he dies. They didn't have the money, you know. And they asked him, Shem Zalman Erbach. Shem Zalman Erbach said, Shteit, ve'erenu koinim sha'amus. It's a Zal Musri to see. He said, could be if the father is not, can't see you, then it's a different Zach. But if your father could see you, it's the Indian Ve'ered of the Terem Amos. Ha'isa Yisrael v'chol asher lo yivyom in Be'er Sheva. Ha'isa ba'zvochim v'leike o v'vitzchok. Ha'yimer v'leikim v'Yisrael b'maru yis ha'layla. Ha'yimer Yaakov, Yaakov, v'yimer inei. Al tiro, anoichi imcho, v'yokim Yaakov b'Be'er Sheva. Ha'isa v'Yisrael es Yaakov avir. Rikus Rechush. And go with Israel and Yaakov and Chosar. What's that? And Maru Yisalayim. So the Mephoshim speak, Yaakov Avinu gets twice a nevuah in a dream. we know that the dream is one step under the regular nevuah. The regular nevuah is Hashem Aydaber Hashem al Moshe. Who gets a navi with a dream in the Torah? Lavan. Who else? Bilam. Why Yaakov gets the nevuah in the dream? And these two times Yaakov gets in the dream. The answer is, these two nevuahs that Yaakov gets, it's by night, when Yaakov is about to go down to Lavan in the first time, going down to Mitzrayim in the second time, Yaakov tikkun tefilas arvis. Yaakov is the semel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be with us in the galus and will save us in the darkness. Even in the chaloyim, even when we're sleeping in the night, Hashem will be with us. And this was the both of the promises in these two dreams. I will be with you with Lavan. Don't worry, we'll get out of Lavan. And the second dream is, I will be with you in Mitzrayim. Yaakov tikkun tefilas arvis. This is the koyach of Yaakov. Yaakov is the one that is, Yisrael is when he wins the Malach. Yaakov is vayakveini ze pa'amayim. If you realize, look how the pasuk is. Vayar Elohim leYisrael b'maris alaylo vayoymer Yaakov, Yaakov. And then he tells him, vayokom Yaakov b'Bosheva. Vayisuk neYisrael es Yaakov veYaakov b'bano b'ol Mitzrayim. Yaakov, the Golos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show him. And this is the reason Yaakov tikkun tefilas arvis is kivyochol the time that is dark. The time that it looks that it's impossible. But in the end, you see the light. And then the pasuk is mamshich. Vayove Yosef perg memzayin posuk zay. Vayove Yosef es Yaakov ovi vayamideu lifnei paroi vayevorech Yaakov es paroi. ויהו ביוסף אס יעקב עובי ויעמידהו לפני פרוי ויאמר פרוי אל יעקב כמה ימי שני חייך העוד היו ויאמר יעקב אל פרוי ימי שני מגורי שלושים ומאז שונו מעט ורואים היו ימי שני חיי ולא השיגו אס ימי שני חיי אבוי סב ימי מגורי. I had a hard life. I'm 130. So kivyochol the kasha is, you look very old, so Rashi explained. Kamo yomei shtechayecho, vayoyme, me'at. No, don't think I'm so old. He thought maybe he's Avraham Avinu. But the lo yisigu, aber me'at me'roim o yushtei yomei chayah. The daskeni from Balei HaTosfos says in this posuk, Perek Mem Zayin posuk, tes, כמה ימי פושע לפי שרו זוקי מאוי ושרו ישרוי שירסקונוי לבונוי סמרוי וזיק נשוק. לא יודע להסכן אם יעסתי because he looked very old. והוא ענו שני ימי חי השלוי שמאשון ומעט ורואים. I'm young, but I have a hard life, so I look so old. מדרש, בשור שאומר יעקב מעט ורואים, אומר הקדיש ברוך הוא, אני מילתיך מאיסוב. I saved you from איסוב, from לבן. החזרתי לך דינו. גם יוסף. ואתו מצרים על חייך שמעט ורואים? חייך. I'm promising you. שמין ינתי בו שיש. מן ויואי מרעד ממי מגורי, כר יחסרו משנסך. And every word you're losing a year. והם למדגים על טיילס. Yitzchok lived Kuf Pei, and Yaakov lived Kuf Mem Zayin. Frekt Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. This is Der Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. Der Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. Yaakov said, I had a bitter life, so for every year we took off a year. 33 years. Open the pasuk. 33 years. So then he says, no, from Vayomer Paro Yel Yaakov, Kamo Yemei Yishnei Chayecho, Vayomer Yaakov Paro Yemei Yishnei Chayecho, 33. L'chura, he has to get punished for the answer, not for the question. He had to answer, my life was amazing. He's getting punished, why he complained on his life. So why are we taking off from the years that he has to, Vayomer Paro Kamo Yemei Yishnei Chayecho? Why Paro asked him how old he is? The Askenim said he looked very old. Was it Tviya and Yaakov that he felt that his life was so bitter that Paro asked him the question? He had to come in laughing, smiling, givaldi, givaldi. Paro would not ask him, how old are you? He came like an old man. He looked so bad, so he was punished that he looked like that. So sometimes someone has a hard day. Forget about what he thinks. But if he comes to the Mismedrash, I have a hard day. He's living that he had a hard day, and then you also get punished. Not only on answering, I had a hard life. Not only on answering, I had a hard life, you get punished. And living like that, feeling like that, and that you get punished. So Mamele, he was punished at 33 years, went away from his life.